Good morning, everyone. I'm running a little bit behind schedule today on the devotional. I hope you'll forgive me. Today is my anniversary, and I took my lovely bride of 47 years to IHOP for breakfast this morning in Rogers, Arkansas. And we had a really nice breakfast, Rosette, Mark, and myself. This morning, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to be reading four poems out of the Poems for Edification. This book has been a comfort to me because I wake up in the middle of the night. This all happened about 5 years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago, and God just gave me all these different poems, and I wrote them down, and it resulted in now 5 volumes of poems in one book. So I'm going to read you 4 of those poems today. I hope they're a blessing to you. The first one I'm going to read is on page 183 of this book. 183. And it's entitled, When Hope and Faith is Given. Hope, like faith and repentance, is a gift from God. And when it is given, faith gives its nod. They are joined together, sent from heaven above. Do you remember the first time you had hope that Christ had died for you? This faith, belief, and hope was a gift, so true. We could never have faith, belief, or hope when we were dead in sin. This is the greatest evidence that we've been born again. By the Holy Spirit who gave us these things, including repentance, causing our heart to flee to Christ, and then joy he did bring. Having assurance that Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be, knowing that we are a part of the elect family, bought by his blood and adopted by him before you were even born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle that Christ did for me, adopting me into his family and dying on the rugged tree. Thanks be to Calvary, I am forever free, and eternal life he did bring. This is an eternal song that I will forever sing. Well, the next one I would like to read is on page 174. It's called The Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was declared that Christ would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. The next one is page 167. This one is entitled, Christ's Word Forever Stands. Many today will give you their word of things that they are going to do, but many times we find out that what they have said just is not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. Isn't it wonderful to know these words he spoke are true? He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. Well, the last one I want to read to you today is 153, page 153. This is entitled Light versus Darkness. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absence of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with this plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan and his kingdom does the same thing too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passeth understanding, never to depart. Well, I hope this has been a blessing this morning. May the good Lord be with you in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.